Previously on Role Play Game Exit AI.
During this whole conversation, I'm putting Ozymandias into my net deck and like transferring over to my lunchbox file just while she's talking.
Dude, I'm getting a towel. Can Meta just say don't panic in my ears real quick?
Hey bud, don't panic.
You're able to grab on to one of the snapshot programs, this big metal box with a camera lens.
If maybe you have a newfound understanding of your existence, just kind of let me know.
You're able to hear it click out like I do. All right, well, you just deleted our deletion sphere.
Oh, it was broke.
The front door of Anarchy Now has flames jetting out of it. Always, all the time. Let's go.
All right. We are all talking.
Don't take your face off.
It looks like you're going well.
I'm not saying people.
I'm not saying people.
It's my draft.
We devour.
When the moon hits your eye.
You all tuned each other out and was listening to what Joey was saying, right?
No.
No.
Okay, cool.
Only one of you.
No.
What did he say?
It was Richard.
Did he make fun of me?
He just kept saying the N-word.
Over and over and
like
over.
Louder.
Throw it in
louder.
The bloopers. That's funny.
Thanks, Patreon.
And now we're... Thanks, Patreon. This is it.
Patreon subscribers get Joey saying the N-word 12 times.
12 times. All right, guys. Last we left off, you guys were returning back to the Anarchist Now. When you all get a page from our favorite anarchist, what's her name? What's his
Asher.
Name? What's his name? Asher, yes. Thank you. You all get a page from Asher when you got down to the bottom floor, and you see that Anarchy Now is currently being attacked by some pure life armed guards. It is currently, fire is blazing out through the door. There's lots of screaming. You see some dead bodies going on, and you are at the end of the hallway, like you just turned around and you see, let me make sure.
Real quick, they're aware that that's a rude thing to do, right?
Oh, to set people on fire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow, and they still did it?
And they still did it.
Bold.
That's how bad they are.
Whoa.
There are three kiosks between you and Anarchy Now. All of the vendors at the kiosks are ducked and covered inside their booths, and nobody has suspected you yet. Mind you, you guys just came back from your last encounter, which was going into Quiet Moments and finding your second exit AI, which is Snapshot Program 5227. That's what it was. Currently in your magic lunchbox, your Spaceballs lunchbox, along with Ozymandias, Ozzy, or...
How far are we from the Foot Locker?
The Foot Locker is on the opposite side of the mall. So you are currently on the left wing of the mall. Mm-hmm. Foot Locker is on the right wing at the very end of the hallway.
Do we have time to stash the AI anywhere, or do we have to go help him right now? I think we gotta go help him.
Yeah, I think, I mean, my cousin, my kin is in there. I think I would like to go help him. I got my drone up still for another like 8 hours. I got a towel around my pit boy.
Do we have to help them?
They're our only help. I don't think we get out of the mall without their help.
Where else have we been able to take a long rest? No.
We've only gotten the one. I don't want to lose this place.
Okay.
Hold on.
No, I totally forgot this was a mechanic, and you looked at him and went, can we not? Like...
Oh, what is
no, it's okay. Again? Just keep going. Because I was it last time. It's too much at this point.
Theoretically, everything you said could be what your character said.
True. Long rest.
I have described sleeping as a long rest.
I have, too, described sleeping as a long rest, specifically 8 hours.
Here, what, babe? I'm going to go take a long rest. Time to here. Hit the hay.
I will give you, I'll give you this one chance.
Awesome.
When you said long rest, mm-hmm. you have to be completely honest with me.
Did you
mean to say it in D&D terms, or did you really mean it as like, when's the last time we got a long rest?
I mean,
be honest with me.
Be honest.
Okay, yeah, I'm in a D&D. That's what I'm playing.
That's fine.
To which point, time stops, and you hear,
"Hello, Malcolm.
Hi.
That was really quick, right off the bat. Just getting into it.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, way too quick, maybe.
Here, I have a little bit of trivia for you off the top of my head. I don't need to look it up. Ooh. I am going to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. It's going to be just a question, no multiple choice.
Oh, nothing. Open-ended, huh?
If you get this correct, mm-hmm. you get a boon.
Ooh.
If you do not, your enemies will get a boon.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Incorrect. Your enemies get a
no,
boon.
No, 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 no.
How long do elves need for a long rest?
4 hours.
That is your final answer?
Yeah, baby. It's called a trance.
You are correct.
I'm getting myself a second towel.
Booyah.
You get a boon.
Don't mess with me. I'm a nerd.
You are the biggest nerd that I know.
Woo!
And you snap back into it. You're back.
Whoop, there goes gravity.
Jot down your booner.
I did already have one inspiration, apparently. Are we allowed to have more than one?
Those are different things.
Completely different.
Inspiration is like proactive. I think, I don't know if it can be retroactive or not. But it's advantage, it's pocket advantage, whereas boon is more narrative.
I do still want to discuss this potentially. I understand. It is also my instinct to go help them as they were helpful to us, but is it more dangerous for us to put ourselves in this situation when they are militarily equipped?
Be mindful as you guys are having this conversation. The armored Pure Life guards are ransacking more and more of the anarchist place. It is currently ongoing as you're looking at this.
What are they equipped with?
They are equipped with assault rifles and security batons.
And they are in meat space.
They are in meat space, yes. As you guys are as well.
I'm wondering if more we can at least just get a couple of them out. Maybe it's already gone, too late. But if we can at least get, Ash, Judd.
Were there any other entrances when we were there?
No, none at all.
Oh, yeah. Yikes.
I don't think we can get them through rifles, bud.
Yeah.
I think our best bet is to make it so Pure Life doesn't want to be here anymore.
You got a plan on how to do that?
You find the final AI, so that way they know that there's no point in ransacking. We could boom. Fair enough. As well.
We could boom.
We do have enough boons to use it to save.
Yeah.
Anarchy and still. Just straight up ask where the last AI is.
I got two.
And then we have another boon to say, get us out of the mall safely. And then we have enough
boons. We have stacked up boons.
To go to McDonald's.
I think this is
we could end this in 5 minutes.
I think this is a perfect boon time. Is we need help saving these people.
Meta. I was going to say something. Meta, I have a boon. Can I use it?
You feel the universe say, yeah, of course. That's why you have them.
Oh.
You feel it, though. Okay. You don't hear that, but imagine what that feeling is like.
Tingly.
It's kind of a fart.
Yeah, it's like a really good fart, but it could have been wet. You know?
It's like when you have an itch on your butt and you fart it out.
Yeah.
That's a good fart.
That's actually it.
That's a good fart.
Always chasing that high.
All right, so what do you guys do?
Meta, can we save our boys in Anarchy now?
Just tell me what you're going to do as the DM. What are you going to do?
Oh, okay.
Because, yes, you can use your boons, all of you, to do like an action and kind of have it succeed. But
okay.
You need to tell me what you're going to do so we can kind of like narratively see what happens.
Do I personally have to do it? Or can I go like a boon, like send over all their radios, like third exit AI has been found, get out of there. And like they just kind of leave the place because they think we already have the third exit AI.
Third exit AI has already been found. Yes.
But do you guys like that plan?
I mean, to the group. I don't even know if you have to be that specific. You could just hijack the radios and say, like, fall back, retreat, like...
Give me...
tactical retreat.
You were thinking about this, so give me, like, a wisdom... Like, just give me a straight wisdom roll to see what would be the best way to distract them and get them out of that. That's the kind of distraction you're looking for.
Okay.
If you roll well, I'll help you out.
21.
Wow, that's really good. I think the best way, like you're thinking about this, the idea of telling them over the radio that third exit AI has been found is a really good distraction. But getting them to act on it, you would have to tell them that maybe it is at a specific location.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So where are you going to send them?
The Foot Locker. No, I'm just kidding. On the map, we got any ideas?
Okay, so Anarchy Now is...
My first instinct is the arcade. There's so much going on there.
I was thinking, why not send them here? Because we just... Or Quiet Moments, because we left there. That's going to leave them scrambling, or...
Well, we're not going back to the arcade.
No, I guess there's nothing going on at Quiet Moments, so...
We're not going back to the arcade. I like that. The arcade's going to make them have to search.
Okay. Yeah. I spend a boon to go on... Third exit AI has been found in the arcade. Fall back. Go, go, go.
You are able to hack into their radio via your net deck. You're able to pick up their transmission and you send that out. You have a voice scrambler doing all that. You send exactly that. And almost immediately, the firefight stops and they start pulling out. You see five guards in like these big, white, bulky, like Kevlar plastic suits with assault rifles, and like three of them have these like cameras that is just like one big like camera lens on their masks, and the other two are just kind of like the leaders who have like a different like heavy duty black plastic mask, and they start booking it to the arcade. Go ahead and give me a stealth check, all of you.
I really hope the third exit AI is not in the arcade.
Stealth check with advantage because they are distracted.
Thank goodness. Oh, much better.
18.
18?
13.
13?
That's a 7.
A 7. All right. They are running past. They are in quite a bit of a hurry, but one of the lens ones turns their head towards you, Fillmore. You don't feel like they're looking at you trying to recognize your physical appearance, but you get this funny feeling that they are reading your biochips. All your mechanical data on through whatever technology they have in their lenses, they are now going through your files or just kind of doing a identity read on you. I guess would be
the best. I feel naked.
So please give me a deception check. Well, I need my dice. Where'd my dice go?
I'm only allowed to use this one.
You don't want me to use
that? Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be... For those listening, it is a
for those listening,
tennis ball sized D20.
I rolled in that one. John McClane badge?
I swear, I'm a civilian.
Is that possible? Can I use my McClane badge and just kind of like hold up my badge to be like...
Not right now. If they provoke you, then yes. But at this moment, no.
And then it's an 8.
You have an 8. One of them stops. The rest of them keep going. This one that was looking at you, you feel that your data has been read, but it has been slightly masked. This one goes up to you, and through like the speaker in its mask, it goes,
"You identify yourself."
John McClane.
Provoked.
NYPD.
I thought, are you out of charges on that?
No, he only used one.
I only used one charge.
Right, but you had to roll a D4, and I think that was... Oh, no. It's only for electronic security. You're good.
Yeah, this is legit.
Oh.
This is social deception.
Yeah, I don't have the John McClane badge. I got it on accident last time. I forgot to add
it. The target makes a wisdom saving throw DC 10 plus your intimidation skill, including the target's bonus. On a failed save, the target is charmed for 1 hour. On a successful save, the target is charmed for 1 minute. So what is your... What is the DC? It's your intimidation skill.
My intimidation skill?
Yeah. It's 10 plus...
Your intimidation skill.
Oh, then it's 8.
All right.
Wait.
He rolled a 16.
Wait, how did we do it? Because that's not how we did it last time.
No, because last time it was security. I was scanning something. This time I'm just trying to trick someone.
No. You did the same thing against the virtual.
They failed their wisdom saves.
They failed.
Oh. Yeah.
They failed. This guy 8? Did not.
I think they rolled like a 3 or something.
Yeah, they rolled a 3. It was ridiculously low.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember being like, well, that worked.
Why did you get the badge? Because I just took it.
Yeah. Oh, no, they didn't fail because you still get 1 minute.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's a huge
It's
deal.
Instead of an hour, it's a minute on a fail. Yes,
right. Correct. So he looks at you and says,
John McClane.
Yes.
From where? Security? What breach?
Hey, man, we gotta go.
Left. I heard that they found the third exit AI in the arcade. We have to go. We have to hurry.
Yes, let's go.
Yes.
Pulls you by the shoulder and he starts running towards the arcade.
I'm gonna katana this guy in the face.
Oh, you're gonna...
Is that okay?
Wait, real quick, how far away are the other guys? Like,
other guys are...
I imagine we're just hiding behind something and he didn't jump in.
The arcade is almost directly to your right. Mm-hmm. So they are inside, but they can't see you. There are still windows. You see that most of them are plugging into the arcade right now, except for this one dude who's talking to you.
So if we gank this guy...
That's what I'm saying.
The rest of them aren't going to see.
Not necessarily, but that's better than him getting pulled away.
As your friendly DM,
this smells bad.
There is also radio communication, so you need to be wary of that.
Yeah. We're going to see if we can kill this guy real quick.
I don't feel like Fillmore, with his charisma score in the arcade alone, is going to be good enough for radio.
Can I touch his communications and cast Haywire?
Yes. Yes. He is currently got you by the arm, and he's forcing you into the arcade. You can totally reach up and grab it.
I just kind of want to just touch it real quick and haywire it. Smack that boy.
Yep. You haywire, and suddenly he stops and he starts smacking his helmet. Like, what the heck is going on?
Can I do a sneaky katana slash?
What?
Can I just jump out of hiding and slash him with a katana?
Yes. Okay. Yes, you can.
Does that warrant advantage for him not knowing I was there?
Yes.
I'm just sitting there going, oh, mine is weird too. It must be the area.
Only a 13 with advantage.
A 13 with advantage. It does not hit, unfortunately.
To be fair, I mean, I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to use this line pole that I have, this line divider pole that I have.
Got it.
It's messy.
Oh, I forgot that it was for amusement park lines. For a minute I thought you just had a grocery store item bar.
No, but that would have been funny. However, does a 23 hit?
Let me double check. Yes, a 23 hit.
That's sick. Okay.
Thad, what did you attack with?
My katana.
Your katana.
Terry's katana.
You go up and get ready to slice him with a katana. But you're not as experienced with this weapon.
Yeah.
And so
I try to use it like a bat.
you miss by a fraction of an inch. Like you just whiff it. But then your boy over here comes up and sneaks and bops him on the head.
I rolled the lowest I could, so 5 damage.
5 damage.
I do have extra attack though.
Oh, nice.
Got it.
I don't. I'm a cleric.
Can I punch again with the attack action that I did with extra attack?
Yes, go for it. And then after this we're gonna roll.
Roll honest to God initiative?
Yes.
15.
15 hits.
Woo!
Kill him.
12 points of slashing damage. As I swing it, I'm like, whoo, sword. Got it. And I go for more center of mass rather than just head.
Smart. And you get him. And he goes, oh! Everybody roll initiative.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
Guys, I might have to switch dice. I don't want to betray this dice, but I just rolled a nat 1.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I...
That's a pretty die.
2.
No, not the roll. I was giving you the dice.
I have other dice. I was just using my Superman dice.
But that one's blood spattered.
Superman.
I'm gonna use my
Superman. Vin Diesel family.
Alright, what'd you get? 11. 11?
5.
5. 11. 5. Alright, so top of the order, Thad.
I'll say, this is for Terry, you SOB! And I just try to murder this guy. I think in a bit of a blood rage, attack the first. 16, which hits.
16 hits.
Bonk. That's going to be minimum damage for 8.
All right.
And second bonk, another 16.
That hits.
Consistency. Ooh, really good damage in 13.
13. Dang. You slice and dice, and you're able to hit like all the pieces where his Kevlar armor like isn't.
Yeah.
And like he starts like going down to his knees.
So nice to be in a fight with a fight boy.
It's
I'm good at talking and fighting.
If you guys get good injured,
neither of those things.
I got you.
All right, Malcolm, you're up.
Now, do we think a pistol might ruin this whole stealth thing? Okay, that's
fair. Is there still the sound of gunfire?
No, no more gunfire. Okay. No.
Oh, smart.
You gotta ask. Legally.
Yes, oh, yes, yes. Because your boy took spell snipers, he's gonna get a free Eldritch Blast as a cleric, which with the towel gives me a +7 to the roll. So
that's a lot of talk.
That's, yeah.
I see a 3.
It's a 5.
Oh, so you missed.
Spell attack, the spell at +7, 12?
Doesn't hit.
Nice.
It comes out of your cyber deck and you just whiff it. Like, your point
blank
basically.
It was a ranch cannon, right?
Eldritch Ranch.
Eldritch Ranch. It's just a big mess in the floor, nearly adjacent to him.
I do like, of the two words, Eldritch and Blast, the thing that has changed is the thing that will just exist in our world.
Eldritch,
like, there's
Ranch.
No,
not Eldritch Blast.
Eldritch. Eldritch. Eldritch Blast.
Oh, Eldritch Blast. Eldritch. Is much better.
Yeah, Eldritch Blast. It's
Eldritch
is good.
Ranch.
Old Ranch? Old Ranch Blast?
Cool Ranch Blast. Yes.
Cool Ranch Blast.
Doritos like Locos. Blast.
All right, so what's your next attack?
I'm a cleric.
No, that's
that's all you get.
You know what?
I
bonus
thought you got that one
action.
For free. Yeah.
No, bonus action because we're just in combat.
You can cast a spell.
Yeah.
Because your action was a cantrip.
I want to bless somebody. Bless can be done as a bonus action, right?
I don't think so.
No.
That'd be
okay.
Cool.
That'd be
good.
That would be sick. I'm sorry. I think I'm edit moment.
What's up?
Oh. I think I'm. Oh, time one action. I just couldn't find the time. That's what I was looking for. Anybody hurt? My only thing is healing word for a bonus action.
Well,
nah.
Good. Yeah, everybody's all right. Fine.
I'm double checking while we're in edit mode. I know Eldritch Blast at some levels you get more darts. Two beams at fifth level.
You got another one?
Well, I don't know how that works with Spell Sniper since I'm a cleric versus like. Actually,
I thought Spell Sniper just increased the range of your spells.
And it also gives me a free pick from a warlock.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the name of the feat?
Yeah, Spell Sniper.
Interesting. I would say because you're at 7th level and you were able to pick up the warlock spell Eldritch
Blast.
Oh,
yeah, you learn one cantrip.
Yeah.
Then
it's just like one cantrip from anything.
Because you're still
it scales from your casting class.
Yeah.
The final line, your spell casting ability for this cantrip depends on the spell list you choose from.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I thought it, I thought it had to be
warlock. So there's a couple things here.
Okay.
You learn one cantrip. So that cantrip scales off of your level.
Awesome.
Because that's just embedded.
Okay.
However, the spell casting ability for the cantrip comes from the class you select it from. So what's your charisma?
It's 0.
So I don't
get the +7.
No.
Huh.
It's just your proficiency bonus.
Well, either way, you miss.
Yeah, that's a big...
My proficiency bonus is +5.
Your range blast went everywhere
but you do have a second beam as of fifth level.
Okay.
So you might as well branch blast.
Yeah, I'll ranch blast his
Why
face
edit
second
this
time.
Out, guys? This is the learning moment.
For yeah, learning no, I'm going to keep this in. Yeah.
Hashtag learning moment. Yeah. Back from edit.
So spell secure.
I realize, oh, my ranch blast cannon's not empty. Oh, wow. Oh, what? Only plus five this time? Crazy. Where did this come from? I'm going to shoot what I have, though.
Why are you saying this? Why are you saying this aloud?
18
Just
hits.
Shoot him.
Just shoot him.
Wait, that's Cleric ranch?
Wait, what? You use guns, man.
And I use ranch.
Ranch is quiet.
It is the most vinegary of ranches, so it's just acid damage.
Oh, man.
18 to hit.
Yeah, 18 hits.
That's awesome.
Roll damage.
That's so
I need
cool.
you to know that there's a possibility you're about to kill this man with ranch.
I'm so excited. Okay, I do get a plus five because that's my proficiency bonus and a d10 of damage. 14 damage. Drown the man. Drown the man in ranch.
How do you... does you add your proficiency to damage?
Huh?
What's your damage coming from?
Spell attack bonuses? No? Is it just
it
9
damage?
It scales
off charisma.
Well, right, no, but my towel is plus 5.
To proficiency.
Proficiency bonus is now plus
Those
5.
Those aren't added to damage.
Okay, edit moment. I deal 9 damage.
Okay, you do 9 damage.
Does he drown in ranch?
How do you kill the man with ranch?
Yes. I just want to drown a man in ranch.
Describe it to me. How do you do it?
I look down at my Pip-Boy. I realize, wait, there's more ranch in this thing. And then I just... kind of smack it out and with it just flies and goes down his throat, unfortunately his windpipe, and he chokes and dies.
You lift up his helmet, shove the ranch tube into his head.
Oh yeah.
And just blast ranch straight into his gob.
Ranch that.
What?
I'm traumatized.
That happened so fast. That happened in the span of 6 seconds. You killed a man with ranch. We need to go, though.
Ranch that?
There's got to be better things to say.
There's nothing better to say. I need therapy. I drowned a man in ranch.
It's got to be a Hidden Valley thing. As I walk through the Hidden Valley.
the shadow of death.
Yeah. It takes more time, but I think...
Ranchitize me, Captain.
You've That's defeated good. My ranch puzzle.
We shouldn't use them all right now.
My ranch puzzle.
All right, what are we doing now?
I think we're trying to help out anyone in
anarchy. Yeah. Let's make it to
what
anarchy
are we doing now?
That we've cleared it.
Anarchy.
You... yeah. Yeah. You guys run in into anarchy now. Steven, who let you in the last time?
Oh, God. Is he okay? Just say yes. You could lie.
He's okay.
Oh, thank God.
He's not moving. There's a lot of blood, but he's okay.
Oh, he's just playing possum.
Half his head is gone, but he's okay.
He's so good.
Method.
You guys hit in, and it is a bit of a massacre in there. There's a lot of agents who are dead. Most of them are kind of moaning and groaning.
It really sounded like you just said there's a lot of Asians who are dead.
That's not what
yeah,
I said.
So maybe rewind.
I'm going to say that again.
Yes. Okay, because Joel and I both went, I knew what you said, but I was like.
If that's what it sounds like, you guys stop me, I'll say it again.
Yeah. It took half a second for me to go.
If I cancel myself by mumbling, please stop me.
It's like I knew
Patreon
what was happening.
Patreon supporters,
like,
that one's for you.
Oh, no.
Why don't you say the N-word a few more times? So for those that stuck around.
So there's a lot of Asian youths.
I really thought you were going real take. There's
not coming. Yeah, I was like, how is he fucking this up again? He set him up for every success.
Man, it sounded
really,
worse
really
this
mumbled
time.
That word.
Why did it sound like youths? He pronounces his T's weird.
Okay. There are a lot of agents dead in this space. Most of them have been killed to gunfire. There are some small explosions, both damaging the monitors and the equipment. You're looking around and you're able to find that some of them have locked up the bunker doors to the barracks, where all the beds were, where you guys got your rest. And you can assume that there's some in there because, one, you can't find Asher, and two, you can't find Neon either. Your cousin.
go knock on the door. Yeah. Hey, it's your pals, Mac.
Go on.
Say our names.
Yeah. Why are you... He's stressed out.
Thad.
Stressed.
And Fillmore. It's us. Wow.
Hey, it's okay. You're in a combat situation you weren't prepped for.
I drowned a man in a ranch.
Yeah, so we can't dwell on that right now, man.
I'm not gonna lie. I forgot my name when I saw that for a minute.
Are you guys okay in there? We got them out of here. Let us in if you can.
I hope they're rolling for good things.
They're rolling to see how many jelly beans are back there.
What's your AC?
My AC is a number that starts with 18.
Oh, no.
What was my AC?
Yes, what's your AC?
15.
15? Got it. You hear 4 gunshots go off behind you. Because you guys did not inspect the room thoroughly. One of the bodies that looks dead is actually a person that you've never seen before. Mm. She's sitting up on the floor, covered in blood, and is shot 4 times with a revolver in the gun. 1 bullet goes past Malcolm's head. 1 bullet goes past Thad's head. You get hit.
Yeah, that adds up.
You love bullets, dude.
I'm Mr. Bullet.
Mr. Bullet.
You get hit with...
Shoot me again.
9 damage.
Mm-hmm. That's not too bad.
And then you get hit, that last bullet. What's 4 your HP?
47.
Okay, got it. Oh my god.
47.
You're going to get hit for a lot.
Yeah, I know.
On a
bullet? Because she rolled a nat 20.
9 damage, you said, for me?
9 damage for you.
Okay.
So nat 20, she gets another weapon damage die. And that's it.
Just 1 more?
That's how my crits worked.
Got it. Okay.
And that's just how crits work in 5e.
Got it.
It's not double.
How much HP do you have again?
I have 47.
You get hit with 25 damage.
Jesus Christ.
You get hit square in the back of the head.
How much did you just get hit for?
25.
She
and
rolled,
he got hit for 9?
Yes. I'm rolling D8s over here.
Okay.
She rolls twice. 2 D8s.
Oh.
Those first 2, max damage.
Got it. So it's 4 D8 coming at me plus dex mod.
Yeah. Well, no, I only rolled 3 D8, and we're going to keep it that way.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to give you 4.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, 4 attacks is pretty good.
So, yeah, you get those gunshots, and then she immediately books it out the door.
Before she goes, can I shoot back?
Yeah, go ahead.
Speed does she have for just a move action?
She has...
She was prone, so it's half.
That's true. If she's lying on the ground, it takes half her movement to stand up.
This is true. She was lying close to the door as well, so...
Got it.
It takes, 15 of her movement. She's got another 15. That gets her out the door around the corner.
How deep into the building are we?
You guys are pounding on the door on the very opposite side.
I don't know how far that is.
That's roughly about 30 feet in. So you'd have to use your full movement to get out the door.
Okay. Well, I'm sure.
I will give speed for me. Everybody but Thad a reaction because Thad, you got hit with the most damage. I think you're going to recoil a lot from that.
All right. Well,
just a reaction, just a reaction. Nothing? Nothing to be done?
I'll heal you in a second.
Nah, she's just getting away.
All right. She books it. Out the door. She's gone. You guys spend a minute in a recovery?
What about our friends that we were just trying to get their attention?
The door is still locked. Nothing opened up.
Okay.
The revolver was extremely loud. So the gunshot definitely ricocheted through the cement.
Hey, they're shooting us out here. It would be really nice.
I don't think we trap ourselves. We should go.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should go. They're safe or they're dead. Either way,
Judd, don't be dead, please.
We shouldn't trap ourselves. I feel very woozy.
Yeah. I'm going to.
You're strong, man.
I think she clipped my head.
No, you look great. Like I can see his brain.
It feels very hot.
It's a good look.
I'm going to
please
second level cure wounds our boy here.
Got it.
Thad.
Please do.
That is plus my spell modifier though.
Got it.
Okay. So, boom.
I have to take your word for that.
That's a one. And then that's a five. So, 13.
That helps a ton.
Cool.
13 is good. All right.
I think we should find the AI and we should leave.
I agree.
You all get a page from Ash. Oh. So she's still alive.
Okay.
And then you get a page from an unknown number.
How do these pagers work? That just means come back. We're here.
Go ahead and everybody roll me a perception check.
I mean, can I use it like a pager and use a phone and call that number?
Yeah, you can, absolutely.
I actually got a 21.
21?
Perception, you said?
Yeah.
That's six.
You're rolling lower there.
Yeah, I'm rolling real bad.
Yeah. Four? All right. Malcolm, you are able to hear through the lead line door. Just barely
I'm okay.
Thank God, Jed. Thank God.
It's Neon.
We need to leave.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's the one thing I needed to hear. We can go.
What do you guys do?
I want to...
Footlocker next? What, I mean...
I want to use my boon. I just want to use my boon.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I want to just be like, hey! Tell me where he is. Tell me where it is.
You can't do that. I will say no to that. Just asking a question into the void.
We did it with one.
With one boon, when you were talking directly with Meta, you were able to do that. Somebody got called into Meta. I believe it was Thad. And you got the boon, and then he said, Meta, please wait. Can I use this boon for you to tell me where one of them is? And they said, we'll give you one of them. The other one will give you a vague location.
Maybe just ask, where did we run into other one?
It's like asking the same thing.
Mm-hmm. If you want to invoke Meta, you could absolutely do something like that. But you would have to play the game that Meta has you play.
We ruled out Jiminy, right? As a exit AI?
Yes. We've ruled out the Honey Badger. We've ruled out everything in the arcade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we ruled out the shopkeeper guy.
I feel like right now... where was the hideout that they were using? We had that on camera, right?
Yes. That was at...
That the agents were using? Because we could go try to storm them while they're on the offensive and see if they have any intel.
Happy Robot Toys, number 12. Top floor.
Do we want to hit their hideout and see if they've got anything or if there's assholes there?
I'm down.
Yeah, okay. I'm
down.
Throwing at the wall.
I reach into my sports med thing and I got a little bit of adrenaline and I just hit myself in the leg. I'm using lay on hands.
Do it. Do it.
And I just would go, whoo! I start running down the stairs.
On our way, we should at least figure out how to use one of these boons. We can't just sit on these boons anymore.
We could use them reactionary. When bad stimuli is on its way.
Okay.
We can do something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so you guys head out.
The person that was playing dead, were they dressed like a Pure Life person?
They were not, no.
What were their duds?
Completely civilian.
Okay, got it. That might not be in their favor.
I do perception check on the way out to see if there's any more civilian type clothes? Because the anarchists were pretty
Grunge, yeah.
Yeah, they were pretty grunge, and then Pure Life are super military. Can I do a perception check to see if there's, like, any other... On the way out the door, like, we're on our way.
Yeah, give me a perception check.
Seven. So.
Seven? Yeah, nothing. What you're able to make out, though, with the seven, everybody kind of sees this because it's hard to miss. There is a mass exodus from the two Netlink pillars.
Mm.
All the people who were connected to, you see, there's kind of like a red LED animation that goes on when you're booted out of the net. Like when you died in the Adventure Arcade, the cherub kind of went and flashed red and disconnected you. You see up and down the pillar, all these red LEDs just like light up like a Christmas tree. And everybody's disconnected. And a lot of them are like, whoa, what was that? Whoa, my goodness.
Yeah.
The net just got nuked. Let's go to Pure Life.
I mean, I think we use the chaos to 100%. Sneak into their hideout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just going to give us cover.
Yeah.
Yep. So now there's a lot of people all of a sudden leaving.
So Brand, I sheathe my katana.
You brand and sheathe.
Yeah. And I'll say,
So you guys go through the escalator.
Yeah. Can we like... can I just slide through the escalator or like go on the railing rather than through the steps?
Oh, absolutely.
Like through the center?
Give me an athletics check, dude. Or what is it?
I'll do it too. Athletics would be right.
19.
19. You are able to just hop up and start doing it.
I also try to because I'm trying to keep up with that, I guess.
Athletics check.
18.
18. You are able, by the adrenaline that is bringing, his... able to inspire leadership, and you both kind of jump up on the railing and start climbing over this crowd that's trying to leave.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. All
right, I'm gonna do it too.
You gotta do it. Athletics check. Let's do it.
16.
16? You guys all hop up on the rail that is moving. It's the moving rail.
Yeah.
And Fillmore, you're a little unsteady doing it, but seeing your two friends do it.
I'm crawling on all fours up the railing. Oh. We're going down? Down, sorry. Yeah, down the rail.
We're going downstairs, right?
No, you guys are going up.
Sorry, the higher numbers are the bottom floor?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going up. Yeah, you guys that's probably up. Easier.
That's why, when you said that, I was like, wow.
Yeah, because you said slide.
I thought was higher.
Mary Poppins is right up.
Yeah.
You guys are able to kind of push yourselves past everybody trying to go out through the front doors, which is like Orange Julius and where the other shop is. They're all squeezing out through the sliding doors. But you guys are able to peel off to the right.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of closed up shops here. But you guys get to the old hideout, which you knew about, which was...
Happy Robot Toys.
Happy Robot Toys. Let me describe
it. Zone 12. Which is near the entrance and exit.
Real quick, I just want to... Unless you already pulled up.
No, what's up?
I just wanted to discuss any possible options that we thought the exit AI was, but if you go ahead and describe where we are.
Okay, yeah. You guys walk in. What was once a jovial toy store with rare trinkets and fascinations is now a skeleton of its former glory. The shelves are empty, the colorful illustrations on the wall nearly faded, and the only thing in the store that seems to be selling is the popular trading card games and hobby supplies. Where there is the front counter, there is an unmanned register.
As we are walking in, I'm going to bless all three of us. I can choose three people.
We have a floating D4 to D20 stuff?
D4 to D20 stuff, yep.
Cool.
Also, give me perception checks. I'm sorry. We'll get to the conversation.
Well, I was going to say I want to make a perception check.
A look around. 8.
8.
12.
21.
21.
There's the wisdom
got
character.
Hot dice. I only have a plus 2.
Really?
Yeah.
You walk in and immediately you smell something that's really off. You smell this very metallic kind of like... It's not necessarily decaying, but it's odorous. And you look around, Fillmore, you are the second person to notice it, but on the floor coming out from behind the counter is a pool of blood.
Not decaying. Pool of blood. Rusty?
With blood.
Yeah, I mean...
I look over the counter.
Yeah.
You look over the counter and you see a dead shopkeep. He's this very older gentleman, gray hair, gray silver bar mustache, and glasses, but he's been shot in the head and he's laying behind the counter.
Recently, then, if he's not the cane.
It's not very recent. He is slightly decayed. It looks like a lot of the blood has kind of like been here for a while.
Hours or days?
About a day.
Got it. I think maybe we take our time and see like if they left anything behind or like why were they using this location? Like, are there resources here?
I'd like to do an investigation. Yeah. Check. Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Can I just assist? Can I aid and just give the help action?
So I'm going to break this down. There is a back room and there is the front of the store. You're going to do the front of the store because you just give a roll. If you would like to kind of sneak around in the back and see if there's anything back there.
I'll make sure it's clear.
Got it.
I'm actually wondering if I can do maybe a history check on this moving forward because I did work for Pure Life and this is a Pure Life hideout. If I can do a history check to see if I've heard...
if there's a correlation.
If there's a correlation, okay. If I heard the higher-ups talking about it.
Yes, I will in a second. I want to resolve this roll over here.
100%.
Fillmore, what you got? Investigation check.
That was a 12, but give me 1 second. I think I can do something.
Okay.
Add a d4 if you want.
Oh, sure. Or attack rolls and saving throws.
Right. No, you can't. Lies. Don't do that. That's silly.
Not allowed.
You have the +5 thingy that you can bestow. We use that like a ton less.
Yeah. Does that still have charges?
What was that?
It's like...
Oh, right.
Like inspiration or like...
Yeah, I can add the flash of genius.
Flash of genius.
Yeah, I can add... That's what I was looking for. I can add my +5, yeah. So I can make it a 17, yeah.
17? A 17 investigation, you are able to kind of determine... This body has been dead for roughly a day. You're scounging through the front area to see if there's anything that was left behind or any tracks or anything of note. And there's nothing in the front part of the shop that will give away any information. You go through this guy's wallet. You figure out that his name is Dawson. You are thinking back into like any interactions with him, but no. He's one of the people that worked at this mall and mostly kept to himself.
Okay.
You weren't able to figure out too much in the front.
I'm making sure the back is clear.
You get into the back, and the place is dark and dusty. It's cement walls lined with metal shelves, each stocked full with broken toy parts and smashed electronics. In the tight space, a single fluorescent light bulb illuminates the metal workbench that has been transformed into a makeshift comms hub. All of the comm is black and shiny, engraved with industrial letters PLI. Or Pure Life Incorporated. Mm-hmm. The comm is currently destroyed, the screen cracked, and completely offline. Mm-hmm. You also take a look around, and on the workbench, you see some familiar robot eyes.
Orangutan.
Oh, yeah.
And you have your history check.
Oh, baby.
What'd you get? What'd you got?
24.
With a 24, you know that this is actually like an independent store owner. Happy Robot Toys isn't a part of Pure Life Incorporation whatsoever. The mall before Pure Life kind of came in and like subsidized the rest of it and put the net inside of it, it was home to a lot of like mom and pop shops, and this was one of them. You know, just kind of from your experience and like knowings of like Pure Life did this, Pure Life did that, gentrified the mall, yada, 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 that Happy Robot Toys was one of the hardest hit because the novelty became the net rather than these small, like, intricate carved wooden toys.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Phil.
Yeah.
We got a busted computer in here. Do you think you can do anything with it?
I mean, based on my track record, maybe not, but I can give it a shot.
It's been a hot minute since you've done a tech check.
Yeah, it's been a... Oh, boy. Okay, Phil cracks his fingers, and I don't want to do a tech check to see if I can get this comm station up and running
again. You got it. It's going to be a very difficult one. This is, like, high security level comms, like military style.
Yeah.
Tech check. Then can I give him the help action? Because I also just scrounged.
Absolutely.
Oh, because, well, yeah. Advantage. And also, you're
Pure Life. I'm very tech. Yeah. And Pure Life. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got this.
Just get some help, dude.
Yeah, man. That's a solid 18.
You are able to tinker around with it. You are able to pull out the hard drive, the motherboard, and everything, like all the parts to it, but you cannot get them online, no matter what you do. You know that it is salvageable, but you cannot do it.
Cool.
Should we take it to...
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Foot Locker?
Take it to Foot Locker.
Yeah.
And because we what we need to do right now is establish like a counterattack.
Yeah.
We need to do something. Things are going crazy right now. But if we can get this and maybe even the AI to the Foot Locker, it's like we made it to home base.
Yeah. Oh, I've been thinking in my head, like, how can I make the investigation check that you rolled better? And I just realized something. You know that this body should have been cleaned up the minute it hit the floor by the automated janitor system in the mall.
Mm. Oh, so that's another compromised area?
Yes. You know this. That's what you were able to get about in your investigation check in the front of the house.
Waste management is compromised?
Quick question.
Do you remember those big...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have we met those?
Yeah, we have, and I tried to do a tech check on it a while back, and I thought I got a no.
You were not able to get into it.
That's what it was.
Mm.
Yeah.
See,
we see, like, I know that one of the Pure Life guys was disguised as a janitor. Did it seem like he was controlling them in any way?
You could not tell. You okay. Guys definitely did check, but you could not tell.
Where would those be controlled?
Those, you guys would know that it is in the employee area.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that might be the AI, because I was about to say, we haven't had a minute to sit down and, like, let's go over the things
that we've been nearby.
Because it could be... Because we have gone through Build-A-Bot.
Yeah.
We have gone through a bunch of other places. The only things we haven't really checked, we haven't checked the Orange Julius.
True.
We haven't... To be honest, I would like to check Omega.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, you guys haven't checked out 90% of them all.
I know, but it's something we've met. I'm just going over things
we
haven't
met.
Because it said something we've met.
It would have been something on our journey.
Yeah.
Something we've met.
Yeah.
And so I am thinking, with this information,
mm-hmm.
we really need to go check out the waste management.
Yeah, I'll with that investigation, absolutely.
I'll shoot a text to the OJ group chat and be like, everyone good?
You don't get anything back. You know that your buddy's currently
incarcerated. I know. Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. If there's like AI or anything there.
Right.
If someone reached out.
Then you knew something.
You do get a message back from like an automated system, the HR system, saying, you've been terminated. Please do not call this number anymore. We will call the local authorities if you contact this again.
Hey, guys, here's my burner number. If anyone needs help, hit me up.
Dad, I'm sorry you lost your job.
Really, I almost just lost my life. So the job, the thing that's kind of paying the slave wage to just get an education, you know, that's really the least of my concerns right now.
Fair. So are we going Foot Locker first with this computer guy, or are we going waste management first?
I think waste management's more
pressing. Waste management.
I think waste management.
I agree. Let's go.
All right. You guys head over to the employee area, which you guys haven't been to before. I mean, you've been to, but you haven't been to in this adventure, which is honestly my favorite place. It is on the top floor, so it's not too far of a jaunt. It is in the very left-hand corner of the mall, Area 21, for those who keep track. Behind a locked door that all employees of the mall can open is a dingy, ill-kept rest area. There are food dispensers here that are long overdue for a restock. Stale burnt coffee and extremely old glass coffee pots, cardboard furniture, and a foosball table with five figurines missing that have been replaced with bits of the cardboard furniture. The space is cramped because it also houses all three of the maintenance robots, one of which is on the floor right now. So there's only two parked in the recharge station. Again, these maintenance robots are twice the size of you. They're as tall as you and like nearly 4 feet wide.
Big Bertha.
Imagine like a Zamboni, but tiny. Like that's what it looks like.
Is there a place to jack into the net in the employee area?
No, there is not. No.
Okay. Could I run a tech check on both of these guys?
Yeah. There are tiny little screens on each one of them to kind of see like what they're charging. What
is there a screen that tells me where the other one currently is that like tracks its whereabouts?
There is.
Where is it?
It is currently on the bottom floor near Anarchy Now.
Hmm. So it's going to clean that whole situation up?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
So that's doing what it's supposed to.
That is doing what it's
supposed to. The other screen says charging, and then the very left one is blank.
Ooh.
I'll start with that one.
Yeah, help. I'm going to help him out with that. Again, tech stuff. And
all right, help action. You get advantage.
Oh, boy. 21.
With a 21, you are able to get the screen back online. And instead of the normal maintenance screen, which is just kind of like an old school Windows, like pop-up
like Clippy's window. Doing a backflip. He's like, what's up?
No.
Looks like you're trying to save the free world. Need some help?
Save me.
Instead of a loading bar that tells you what percentage of battery it is, instead you see, like, because the monitor is very, very old, it's very pixelated, but you see this black and white, like, it almost looks as if you're watching an old film noir movie. It shows, you can't really make it out, but what you can make out is like two black and white windows with like light shining in, and there's a detective's desk just there, and the camera's like panned up on that, but there's nothing else going on.
They've got Double Indemnity playing on this thing.
Holy cow, is that L.A. Noir?
I don't know what those are.
It's a video game.
It's an old movie.
Meta is so out of the loop. I cannot get these.
What? I don't think I've ever seen this look like this. I hang out here pretty regularly.
It does seem very off.
Oh, and to retcon what I said, there is hookups into the net here, but it's a back door that's locked to like maintenance, where there are servers kind of hosting the net as a whole in this area. So where the cloud is hosted, like the main part of it, the executable is behind like a super security locked door where only Pure Life can access.
It's the brainstem.
So I'm going to say that. There is NIC hookups, but they are not accessible to you unless you brute your way into it somehow.
Hey, big boy.
Would that like create or like...
I'm sure there's an alarm on it.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Give me a second.
Burglar buddy.
Yeah.
Because while you guys are figuring this out, I'll see if I can just take some bat to that.
Take some it bat is, to that.
You, give me... Just like a tech check. If you're going to approach this thing and try to do anything with it, give me a tech check just to
is
see.
Is that what would be the Arcana skill?
Yes, the Arcana skill.
One. I rolled a two.
Oh. You rolled a two and you got a one. With a one, you know that there's a bunch of warning labels. And you remember when you were doing your onboard training, people told you not to open this door.
Yeah.
But you mostly forget the reasons why.
Yeah.
All right. So you don't think it's a big issue.
Yeah. I'll try to bash my way inside.
Let me see if I can do this from the outside before we work our way into the inside. And then I'm all for that. All
right.
I don't know. What are you thinking?
While he's doing that, can I try to barricade the employee area?
Yes. Yes.
I am going to cast data read.
On the machine itself?
On this specific... whole noir thing going on.
Got it.
I want to figure out exactly what's going on here.
So you can choose to cast it on two different things. You can choose to do it on the janitor bot, which is called the MAAC, or the terminal that is connected to. Which one would you like to do?
I want to do it on the janitor bot itself.
Got it. You cast data read. Can you read? Do you have it?
I cannot read.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
I can just data read.
Can you data read right now?
Zero.
What does data read specifically do?
Zero.
You experience the data as if you would normally be experienced through an appropriate machine. For example, if you're reading a USB with music, you hear the music in your head. If you're reading word processor, you visualize it. So basically, I can just experience whatever's going on inside of this.
Okay.
You touch it, you feel existential dread.
Oh, yep, it's in there.
It's definitely jazz.
Give me, there's a lot going on in there. That's what you immediately feel.
I feel like trash.
There is so much going on. Give me either like a perception check or an arcana check, a tech check, to try to focus on like what you're going on, what's going on in there.
12.
With a 12, you are able to get 2 stimuli. You get you hear noir music. It's going on loop.
I love that song.
You smell like cigar smoke. And then you're also able to hear some voice talking to somebody, a disembodied voice, but you can't see anything visual. And you hear it,
"Come on, babe. Come back to me. I know you're in there. Just give me another chance. Come on, why's it got to be so hard? Just give me another chance."
I just, like, you just hear me speaking to the machine go, "If you don't kiss me right now, I'm walking out that door. I'm taking these long legs and walking right out that door."
Chad? I'm scared.
I'm working.
So with that, a read, you're not able to affect it?
I'm just speaking to the robot.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect anything.
We don't know that. God's telling us one thing, but we don't know that.
You say that expecting a response, but
I did not expect a response.
And you don't
get
one. I
just threw something at the wall.
It just felt right.
It hits the wall and it falls flat. You just hear the voice go,
"All right, you and me, I'm going to try this one more time. All right, babe, you got this. Hold my hand. All right, give me one more shot."
Give me a perception check.
No, do that.
Everybody
one.
Give me a perception check.
Do that
check.
One.
Okay. Six.
Six?
Dude!
What'd you get?
I got a dirty 20.
A dirty 20?
Stinky.
Just tell me which dice to use and I'll get your good luck on
I got a four.
A four?
I took your roll.
It's all right. You wanted it. You needed it.
So, Fillmore, because you're not getting any visual stimulus, you are able to see the other Mac robot. Its screen flickers for a moment, like there's a reboot. But nothing changes after that.
The other one?
Yes, the other one.
It's his girlfriend.
Are these robots flirting with each other? Okay.
So you got it, Data Reed, to hear the combo, man.
like Captain America holding the
helicopter.
Let me see if I can do something else.
Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, please consider following and leaving a review. If you want to support us directly, you can find all of our links on Linktree at linktr.ee/rpgpod.